Good morning and welcome to each one. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for this another Sunday morning to come and gather together with the saints and worship you. Pray that you'd help me to be able to express my thoughts clearly. And I just pray that you'd bless this service. In Jesus' name, amen. I think a lot of us drove past the Lebanon Valley Church this morning. Does anybody know what they had on their sign this morning? What it said? Okay, well, I was hoping someone did because I only saw half of it. And I wanted to get the whole thing, but I think it said something like, pride is like the summer because there's always a fall ahead. I think one of the things we all struggle with is pride in our lives. And it's a little tricky because it shows up in so many different ways. What might be pride for somebody is not pride for somebody else. But regardless of how it shows up in your life, pride is sin and it needs to be dealt with. St. Augustine said that it is only the merciful humility of God that can penetrate our armored pride. So that's what I want to talk about this morning. God's humility in his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, where Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness. Matthew 4, 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." So you notice what Satan does here. He's saying, if you really are the Son of God, then do this. Like, it's a temptation that Satan, it works very well. Because then it's like, we have to prove it. But Jesus saw through it. He didn't have to prove it. He was under God. He was full. His assurance in his Father was enough. He just quoted Scripture. He didn't have to try to prove who he was. He knew who he was. And that's a challenge to me. How quickly am I to turn to the Scripture when I'm being tempted? There's power in humility. And with that thought, the great Indian leader, Mahatma Gandhi, used that to free India from the British rule. He simply led his people to believe that if they don't fight back, no matter what the British do to them, if they just don't do anything back, it'll eventually free them. And that's what happened. And now, they probably weren't very humble, but the principle is there. Like, if you are humble and don't fight back, you will have freedom. Next, let's look at the prodigal son. Father, in this story, obviously portrays great humility in how he welcomes back his son. But Jesus goes a step further. He comes he dwells in the pig pen with us, so to speak, so that when we are ready to turn to him, he's right there. He's drawing us. And why does he do this? Because of his loving, merciful humility. And then we go to the crucifixion. Let's turn to John 18, 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And over in, and Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And 19, verse 7. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have the power to crucify thee, and have the power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. So the setting here is Pilate, who has earthly authority, and Jesus ignores him, kind of. Like there's no need, he doesn't have a need to respond. He has a higher authority that he's, he has a higher authority, and he doesn't have to answer Pilate. He has that deep underlying humility and sense of assurance that God is in control. Now, he is not doing this because he doesn't have a choice, but because of his love for us, he is choosing this way of the cross. And then, as Jesus is hanging on the cross, just imagine God looking down on that and not doing anything. He has all the power in the world. He could have just destroyed everybody just like that. But he doesn't. He just steps back and lets his son die. And after he rose from the dead, Jesus could have went back to those people that crucified him and was like, "Hey, look, you know, I'm back." But he doesn't make any big show. He just rises from the dead and shows himself to his disciples and ascends to heaven. In conclusion, I would encourage all of you to follow Jesus' life with humility in mind and just see how in everything he did, it was all with a humility that comes from having that total surrender and obedience to the Father. And it's almost like it's a byproduct of emptying yourself of yourself. And then God can come and infuse you with his humility and love. And I'd like to end with something from St. Augustine again. Quote, In the inferior parts, he built for himself a humble house of our clay. By this, he detaches from themselves those who are willing to be made his subjects and carries them across to himself. They are no longer to place confidence in themselves, but rather to become weak. In their weariness, they fall prostrate before this divine weakness, which rises and lifts them up. God bless you.